Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, Jeff and Jeremy here, 5-Minute Fatherhood. We want to talk a little bit about, I want you to have a conversation with Jeff about thoughts about the hyperactive child or hyperactive toddler. And look, there's so many causes and reasons for this. And so we're not going to try to reduce or oversimplify the whole thing. I want to talk about one aspect of this, though, that I think is rarely, I guess, maybe properly talked about in our culture and get Jeff's reaction a little bit. I noticed, and I've seen this, I've read this, and I think that fathers can really have an impact on this. There obviously kids are have various inclinations. Some are really, really a handful. And so one of the things I think that if you want to have a calm household, and I think that one of the things that certainly you should be striving for is to create a Beit Shalom, a house of peace. And one of the things that can make that really difficult is if you find that you are losing ground to your toddlers. So I wanted to give you guys just dive into a little bit of a controversial topic and give you guys a little bit of a handle on one thought regarding the kind of almost explosion of hyperactivity that we see. And part of it, guys, is, you know, kids are kids, boys are boys, you know, whatever. There's a lot to this topic. But when you have in your household, it's really important that you embrace the idea that you need to be a brick wall in some areas of the life of your children where they absolutely cannot move you. And the only thing they have left is they have to find resources to, how do I control myself? Because I cannot move dad. And I think one of the things that can really either create or inflame hyperactivity is when a child begins to really experience in a home that they are in control and that their impulses are really what lead the family and that they can manipulate their mom and manipulate their dad endlessly through their own impulses. And I think that kind of creates a loop of hyperactivity because they are going from one impulse to another and they never slam into that brick wall. And so you need to have certain areas of the household, certain places where you're like, hey, this is where we're going to be quiet. This is where, and you need to make it age appropriate, make it work for whatever your kids are. But whenever you decide what those bright lines are, and you need to draw those bright lines in your home, whether it's like, hey, every single time I call you, you come. Whatever those things are that you are absolutely adamant about, they shouldn't be a lot of them. They should just be a couple of them. And when you enforce them, you must be a brick wall. If you do that, it can be a bit of a battle with your kids. But if you do that, I think that what begins to happen is something extremely healthy, which is the child then is forced to sort of say, I've tried every which way to like move my dad. I cannot manipulate my dad in this area. He absolutely will not back down. And so, I've got to figure out, how do I stop myself? And so oftentimes for the first time, a child will begin to discover inside themselves how to find that place or that ability to be self-controlled, right? To say no to their own impulses because they're like, I don't want to keep slamming into this brick wall that is my dad. And so this doesn't solve every problem with a hyperactive child, but I have noticed many, many, many times this can help a lot, but it's really difficult to both draw those bright lines and then to be the brick wall in those areas. It takes a lot of sort of self-discipline as the dad, a lot of creativity sometimes around how to discipline the child and how to really make sure that you represent that brick wall so that they begin to fall back into their own resources of self-control. And man, that is such a gift to give to a kid, right? Like,
totally.
To give them the gift of figuring out, how do I stop myself? Right, that our kids have to find that place within them. But yeah, that's what we're trying to help our kids do. But what is that? How do you think about that, Jeff?
Totally. Well, I think it's totally true. And I think, guys, let's just be honest. It's a lot easier to teach your 3-year-old self-control than it is your 16-year-old or your 25-year-old, right? And a lot of us, that's just, I know I didn't learn it until a lot later. And I think, you know, and so you have to. It takes a lot of work, though. It takes a lot of consistency, and it takes that backstop. And so, guys, dads, be faithful, be consistent, and continue to be that backstop in love and in gentleness, because I've noticed with us, same thing. But we also get even a better response, or they kind of quit it quicker if I'm the hard backstop and in a gentle, loving way, which that's always the hardest combination, is like, I'm not budging, but I do love you. I'm kind, I'm gentle. And you also can't ramp up my emotion. If you can combine those two, which obviously is kind of the main sanctification of a parent, it's really, really powerful. And so, yeah, you have to be so firm and faithful and consistent, but on certain things too. And then it's about what lines you make too. Cause there's some things too that you can say like, hey, that's fine. And we're going to let that be fine. But when we go outside, that's not fine. Right. And when we're in the house, that is fine. And there's all these different things. So I would just say, be really mindful of that. Ask yourself, do you really do that? You have to really self-assess. Can kids manipulate a little bit, push you around a little bit, whether it's in front of guests or whether it's when you're tired or whether it's in the morning or whether it's when you're in a rush? You have to ask yourself those questions, because the kids pick up on that and are more sensitive to that than you think. Another thing I would say too is go all the way with all the stuff that does take more work, so that then when you do feel like you have to be put your foot down, I feel like there's more equity there. And I've noticed that the ROI on it's just simply better, right? And so what I mean by that is, Kinsley and some of our children are pretty hyperactive. I can't blame them. I was as well as a kid. I was always told to be quiet, sit in the chair, don't move, blah, 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 right? All those things my whole life. And I'm still being told that. But so it's always funny that like you basically get yourself in a kid. And you're like, oh man, that's okay. Right. And so I think, but what we've realized though is, for us, it's been really helpful is, okay, make sure I'm fulfilling all the other spots, and I'll get a better ROI when I am firm. Right. And so then that really does teach them the self-control. So what I mean by that is, like, call it the love tank if you want, right? I've heard this before. That's really helpful of like, man, is their love tank full? Like, am I actually just appreciating them and loving them and playing with them and being with them? Or is this like an attention grab? Because if it's an attention grab, then me just bringing the hammer down is not going to be that helpful, right? If I have any, you know, so hang out with them, play with them, love them. Another one is like, and this was so true as me as a kid, and it took us a couple of years to realize this with our kids, especially our oldest, is super, what's the word? I think like tactile and kinetic, meaning like, unless she's squeezing something very hard or hitting something very hard or biting something really hard, then it's like it has to get out of her body, right? And you don't, and so we have to train her like, that can't be a person, right? That can't be your brother, right? That needs to be like the baseball bat in the backyard. That needs to be the scooter. That needs to be a pillow, whatever. And we've noticed that when we give those opportunities, then it never happens with another person. So like, there's all these things of just like, make sure those ducks are in a row.
That's good.
And you'll get a better ROI on the firmness. And then I think, the backstop is so huge. And guys, it's a fruit of the spirit. So like we go over, that's one of those liturgy things we've talked about before. We recite the fruits of the spirit with our kids of like, these are signs of the spirit. The cool part is you can ask him for help. You can say, spirit, help me. I need self-control. And so that and just beating that drum very hard, I think, is really important. But any other thing you would add to that, Jeremy?
Yeah, oftentimes it's important to obviously get on the same page with your wife. So if you guys often like kind of struggle with where those lines should be, and you really need to create some brick walls, and you're just noticing that the kids are getting out of control and that they're not learning how to control themselves, and it's just time for them to find that spot within them, and the only way they're going to do that is to slam into a dad. Mm-hmm. You got to sit down and talk to your wife about this and say, hey.
Yeah, it's got to be a unified front.
Yeah, like here are three areas that I'm going to absolutely hold the line in. I will not budge ever on these three things. And again, it's not because there's never an exception. It's because I need the kids to have that level of consistency, because I want to give them the gift of finding out how to control themselves. And so we're going to use these three areas. So there's going to be things that, like, I'm going to absolutely insist that they, you know, do this at the dinner table. They don't, you know, or they don't do this. So they come every time I call them, or they stop when I say stop, or, you know, different, whatever those are, maybe some habit that the kids are getting into. So I'm going to be a brick wall in this. I need your support, right? And here are the things that I'm going to, these are the tools that I'm going to get to use, that I'm going to choose to use to really, you know, make sure that the child like pays attention to my training in this area, and be a unified front 100%. Because man, the worst thing that happens is you become the brick wall, and then your wife tries to break it down.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's the worst. Because what's the kid learning at that point? Totally, very complicated and not a good lesson. So so be a united front, but definitely pick a few areas. And again, give the gift to your child of learning how to find those internal resources where they can begin to be self-controlled. Like Jeff said, that is a fruit of the spirit. It's phrased that way for a reason. It's not dad controlled. That's not what you're trying to create. You're creating the dad's being the brick wall so that the child learns self-control. And the only way a child's going to ever choose to learn self-control is if they run into a brick wall. And so it's important that you be that backstop and you find those areas and you give that gift to your kids.
Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Team's Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes, tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.